Hello everyone, I'm Sarah Meese and I will be your host today. I will be conversing with special guests Daniela Nanadovich, Allison Mosteller, Emily Spellman, and Alessia Peche about the adventures of Huckleberry Finn. I hope you enjoy and let's get started. We will begin today by talking about the idea of man versus societal norm. This could also be considered civilization versus natural life. Daniela, how is this demonstrated with Huck versus society?
Well, Huck really wants freedom to live and live his down-to-earth life. And an example of this would be in the quote, "It was rough living in the house all the time, considering how dismal, regular, and decent the widow was in all her ways. And so when I couldn't stand it no longer, I lit out." And this is basically saying that Huck doesn't want to be conformed to societal norms, as the topic is, and he wants to be free and be able to explore.
That's great. So how is this demonstrated with Pap in society?
Pap is also kind of like Huck. He's not tied down to anything, and he barely ever sees his son, and he doesn't really care about him very much. He doesn't live in a civilized manner, but the difference between Huck and Pap is that Pap drinks, and he isn't educated, and he just roams around.
That's a great example. How does Jim demonstrate his versus society?
Well, Jim is in a completely different situation because he's an African slave who wants to be free from his life as a slave. He doesn't get the experiences in life that he wants, and he wants to live his life to the fullest, but he can't because he's a slave.
Thank you, Daniela. Next, we're going to talk to Allison. Besides the idea of civilization versus natural life or societal norm, the idea of civilization versus ignorance is also addressed. Allison, how is Huck's ignorance shown?
Huck's ignorance is shown when the widow considers the place Huck lives to be the good place. Huck says, "Then the widow told me all about the bad place, and I said I wish I was there. She got mad. Huck wasn't free to act how he wanted, so he wanted to be in the bad place."
How did Huck make his decision to want to live in the bad place?
Huck says, "I couldn't see no advantage in going where she was going, so I made up my mind I wouldn't try for it." Huck is ignorant for thinking the bad place was better than the good place. Huck doesn't understand that the big picture is different in the good place than it is in the bad place.
Pep is also fairly ignorant. How is this shown?
Pep isn't educated like Huck. Pap has no one else in the family except for Huck, and he constantly reprimands Huck, and he beats him, and he wastes money, and he's an alcoholic. He's constantly just wandering around with nowhere to be.
Thank you, Allison. That's great. Next, we're going to talk with Emily. So, Emily, Twain does a great job of using satire in his work to criticize society. One example of this is his criticism of slavery. Huck explicitly states how people were critical about slavery. He says he would be called a low-down abolitionist and despise me for keeping mum, just for keeping this secret. How is this shown?
Yes, so Twain criticizes slavery by showing how people treated slaves back then in a joking manner. In the book, Huck and Tom played a joke on Jim by stealing his hat and putting it up on a branch. This can show that Huck and Tom treat Jim just like he's a young kid. Twain also shows how Huck realizes how people react to the situation of slavery. Huck says that the society will hate him for keeping Jim's secret quiet, but he will do it anyway. See, Twain wrote his book before the Civil War, and in this time, people in the society thought of blacks as property rather than people. This shows through Mrs. Watson. Mrs. Watson was going to sell Jim to New Orleans because she wanted $800 for him. This reflects on Huck because it shows how very observant he is in regard to people, and this also criticizes the lack of human dignity in the society. Another point is that the reward for Jim is greater than the reward for Huck. The lady that brought Huck and Tom into her home said that the nigger ran off the very night Huck Finn was killed, so there's a reward out for him, $300, and the reward's out for old Finn too, $200. This demonstrates how in the society, property is more valuable than people and family.
Thank you, those are some great examples. Now we're going to talk with Alessia. So, Alessia, another major aspect of this book is how Twain illustrates race, culture, and society through the viewpoint of Huck and Jim's relationship. How are Huck and Jim shown to be a family?
Yes, so Huck and Jim are very similar. They're the only people who have their backs, even if they're at odds with each other. They don't have another family. Jim is a slave. Huck only has a crazy father that's not even around. So they have to take care of each other when nobody else will. For example, Huck rushes back to the island to hide so that the men who are coming won't look for Jim, will find him.
How is culture demonstrated in this book?
So the culture in this book, so it's taking place in the pre-Civil War era where slavery was legal. And so Jim and Huck have overcome these odds because they have basically become a family to each other, even though it wasn't really pertained that way at the time.
Additionally, Huck and Jim defy the societal norm for race. How is this?
So, first of all, Jim disliked being a slave, and he ran away because he did not want to be enslaved anymore. And at this time, many slaves were too afraid to escape, and so he was the one who overcame that when he went to Huck so that he could be free.
During society at this time, it was not normal for a black man and a white boy to be living together. How else did Huck and Jim defy the status quo?
Yes, I agree. This was not typical for a household for this time period to be intermingling of a race. It was very uncommon. And other races were actually looked down upon as inferior, and so Huck and Jim actually got along, which was also very uncommon. This time era expected to have a stable household with strong family values, which neither Huck nor Jim had this. And so here they rely on each other, and so we see this as they're traveling together.
Thank you, Alessia. We've come to the end of our podcast, ladies and gentlemen. A special thanks to our guest speakers, Danielle Ninadovich, Allison Mosteller, Emily Spellman, and Alessia Pesce. And thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed and learned something new about the life of Huckleberry Finn. I'm your host, Sarah, and I'll see you next time.